basin in the old bayou. Find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 on the Fishing and Hunting Show. And I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana, and stories around the USA and the world. And, Rick, you know, these are the fine people, the reason we're here each Friday morning.
All right, Tony, we got to thank our sponsors. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern, Clico, and our newest sponsor, Home Run Pizza.
Yeah, Home Run Pizza. We'll talk a little bit about them in a few moments. But if you wish to give us a call, of course, the area code 337, the number's 367-1240. You can also listen to us online. That's right at Kane Radio, www.kane1240.com, and anywhere in the world. And if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can also listen on Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And you know, Rick, with our new sponsor, Home Run Pizza, they opened up, I believe, yesterday, and their call in drive through. Delivery, and I know the door is made fresh, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Tony. We also do curbside, and we have, you know, delivery available. But yesterday afternoon, it was tremendous. Business was good, and, you know, I thank goodness for that and for New Iberia's support. New Iberia is always – it's a business that we brought back from years ago, Tony, and, I mean, it's just been well-received, and we got a couple little glitches, but I mean, you know, we'll get it right. But I just want to thank everyone that came out, and we'll be open this weekend and ready to go.
Anyway, also don't forget to get your little beverage with that, whether it be Coke, Sprite, Diet Coke, water, Minute Maid, lemonade, pink yes, lemonade, sir. Fruit punch. So hours are Monday and Tuesday 11 to 2, and then the evenings 5 to 9. Likewise, it's like that on Thursday, I do believe. And Friday and Saturday, it's 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes, sir.
And you're closed on Wednesdays.
Yes, sir. We may have to adjust that, Tony, but that's the day that our trucks will come in, our delivery trucks, you know, so we can restock. And but like I said, you know, we're going to let the business determine that, and we'll go with it like that.
Yeah, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail in New Iberia, and the number is 256-5783. That number again, 256-5783. Address 3816. That's out there right around Cleve Frederick.
Yeah, and we're right next door
the tank company.
To Cleve Frederick, which is also some fine people, Tony. And we're in between Cleve Frederick. If you turn into Orange Grove, with the building on the left, we got a big, nice sign, just like our logo on the paper that you're looking at. You can't miss it. We're right past Ouachita Fertilizer and before Cleve Frederick.
So right there on the right, heading towards Generet, right
yes,
out of
sir.
Town.
That's right.
Anyway, new sponsor, Home Run Pizza, so we'll look forward to having them on each week. Meanwhile, Rick, back to the fishing and hunting show. Freshwater fishing, saltwater fishing, we're shaking, my
Tony,
man.
Tony, I spoke to one of my buddies this morning. He was telling me he's catching a few specks in the bay, but like I was telling you and Jeff before we came on air, he's having a problem with the sharks. And I don't know if it's the time of year they move in or they just so happen to come through.
Those little sand sharks?
Well, he didn't really specify,
okay.
But I mean,
right.
It's got to be a little bigger than a sand shark, because when you bring up a decent speck, he said, you know, sometimes you bring up a half a speck. Or
really?
Three,
wow.
Yeah, so I think it'd be a little bigger than a sand
okay,
shark.
Okay, well,
yeah.
You know, they notoriously snap lines all
yeah.
the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But like I said, I don't know if it's the time of year or they just moving through or what, you know. Now, back on the freshwater side, I got to get, and if Mike's listening, if he wants to call in, I didn't get his text on the results from last weekend for the hog fight. The classic was held out of Miette Point. So, Mike, I don't know if you're listening, you got a few minutes and you want to chat, you're welcome to call in.
Yeah, that number's 367-1240, Mike, if you want to give us a call.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, also, you know, Rick, you know, with the Ida coming up through Grand Isle and those areas, Terrebonne Bay, Barataria Bay, the fishing down there. Well, you know, they got a few people fishing, but there are a lot more important things about that. Your prayers go out to those people. I mean,
you're right, Tom.
Hellacious damage down there. I was down there about 2 weeks ago, and it's just something to see.
It was bad,
It's something to see. I was down there in La Rose, so wow. Anyway.
And I noticed, Tony, the old river bumped up a little bit. It's got to be all the rain, but it's starting to fall, so the basin will get back right after probably this weekend. And it'll get back down a little above 5 feet, I see it showing. And we took a trip last Sunday, and we had some pretty fish. And like I tell you, opening the business and everything, it'll probably be a while before I get to go, which breaks my heart. But, I'll get back around to doing some fishing. But
I'm sure once things are
Settling down.
Much,
Once the smoke clears, so to say, you know.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but, you know, and a good thing, too, Rick, coming down, you know, now we're seeing the Butte La Rose and all that area as the water starting to move down. You know, it's even with all the rain we had, I don't think it bumped up to about 6-7 feet maybe.
Right.
Was that it?
Right at 7, yes, sir.
So, as that water clears out.
Yeah, man, we had like, 7 inches of rain in 3 days?
Oh, it was a lot.
Yeah.
You're right. Sir. And of all things, it didn't rain Wednesday yesterday. Well, we had periodic.
A little bit, yes.
Rain, but it wasn't the downpours we had.
We didn't get the rain that they were talking about. Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, we got a caller. Let's see what we got here.
We had our share.
Yeah, you're on the air with Kane Radio.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mike.
Mike, well, good morning, sir.
Morning. I'm sorry my text. My phone's been giving me a few issues.
I told Tony that, Mike. I tried to text you back, and then with me opening yesterday. But anyway, I'm glad you called, and we can talk about it and just give us the results, and I'm glad you called.
We had 21 boats that fished. We had a couple of people that were fishing by themselves, and they kind of teamed up.
Okay.
But first place was myself and Mike O'Brien.
Oh, well, good, Mike. Yeah.
16.01 pounds.
All right.
And that was worth $1,720.
Okay.
And we had big bass of 446.
That's always nice.
Worth another $250. Second place went to Gordy Bork and Chase Boudreaux.
Okay.
For 14.82, and they won $900.
Okay.
And third place was Corey Romero and Wilfred Gary. They had 12.81, and they won $700.
Okay.
Fourth place went to Chris Vidrine and Gene Trahan, 12.76, and they won $500. Fifth place went to Braxton Rustweber and Austin Terrio with 11.90, and they won $300. And sixth place went to Bucky Croson and Kevin Suit with 11.73, and they won $150.
Okay.
And for Angler of the Year, Austin and Braxton, we gave them $300 for the Angler of the Year.
Okay.
So we had a very good turnout and good money. It was won.
Yeah, that's nice, Mike. That pretty nice fish, too, at the heavy bass at 4.4.
Oh, yeah.
That's
4.
Nice, man.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Mike, thanks for calling in, and always look forward to next year for, I know, with the hog fights on Wednesday evening.
Yeah, appreciate you all, too. Thank you.
Okay, right, Mike. Thank you. Uh-huh. Well, that takes care of that.
Listening. Yeah, you're right, Tony. So I'm glad Mike called in, and like he said, his phone, he had a couple of issues, and he was listening, so he called in, which is good.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening also. So with that, too, Rick, the next thing, I hadn't seen anything with, potential of fish kills during the Ida. I'm sure over there in that area, but
Maybe a little further towards the east.
Yeah, if people are out there fishing, from what I understand, the Verrett Basin and all up in that area, no problems, it looks like, right now. But fish kills take a while to come about. You know, people don't realize that. It's not only the storms taking the oxygen out the water, but for the decomposition of those fish and plants and all that.
Right.
You know, it settles back down, and that's when the oxygen's taken out and the fish can't find air to go through their gills. So
they gotta breathe. You're right.
It just takes a while. So we're going to keep an eye out, but knock on wood, hopefully it's not too big an issue of a problem with that, with fish kills. But if you spot one, you see an abundance of fish, whether you're fishing east of us somewhere, be sure to alert the authorities and let them know what's taking place. So
right.
That's pretty important too, Rick, in that regard. That's right. They can address that right away. But as of right now, it looks like we're going to be okay in this area.
Yeah.
Not sure about the east of us towards all the lakes and ponds over in that area and disalmon and those places, you know, where it was really taking, they really took some hits, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Elsewhere, you know, I've read this out each week, and I'm going to continue reading it until, and that's about the saltwater anglers to complete a survey on the, they call it the spotted sea trout. We call it a speckled trout. So,
yes,
anyway, the Department of Louisiana, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has released an updated survey to gather public input on spotted sea trout, our speckled trout, and it's directed to just get info from people of what you think needs to be done. They've got questions in it. It's pretty easy. You go to the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries website. You're going to have to negotiate it a little bit, and you go to the survey and just answer the questions to as what you feel and what you see. And it helps in the long run, Rick. You know that as well as I do. They need input.
It's a good thing, yeah.
And if we want to maintain our attractiveness for speckled trout, you know, whether it be 25 or 15 or 10 or whatever the case may be, just put down what you feel, you know.
That's right.
And I know I'm a big believer, and, you know, when you go out there and you catch 25, that's 50 fillets. Yeah, and that's
a lot of fish.
And,
it is.
You're
it
right.
Is. Yeah.
And you can eat fish for the rest of your life, you know, if you're catching – yeah, 25 fillets, 25 fish a week.
That's
you
right.
know, so
oh, yeah.
Of course, it's been a little dry here with the fishing, so in that regard, so not as many, but we'll see what happens. But go to that website and fill it out. It is important to take that survey, and I'm going to read that out to I think the final sometime in October when they're going to have their meeting. So that'll be another couple weeks. I'll be reading that out. Elsewhere, the recreational gray triggerfish and the red grouper season both closed on September 15th, and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries announced that the recreational harvest of gray triggerfish and red grouper closed at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday, September 15th. The reason, of course, and it's the reason that I should say the schedule to reopen March 1st for the triggerfish and January 1st for the red grouper. But the NOAA Fisheries has informed the wildlife fisheries that the annual targeted catch of 273,000 triggerfish was projected to be met by September 15th. Another reason, same thing we go through with the red snapper, too,
right.
Rick. And
mm-hmm.
they put a moratorium on that, so we hadn't seen any numbers on that. But it must have got pretty close to the annual catch target. So same thing with the with the red grouper, too. I think the target catch was like a million pounds for the red grouper gutted weight, so it was also met. So, but the big thing is that the secretary is authorized, you know, he can change or modify the opening and closing dates. So we'll see how that takes. But on reef fish, he's got total control over that,
right.
So
especially
with the saltwater area. So we'll see what might take place in the next I guess the next few weeks or months, I should say, because one's scheduled to reopen on the 1st of January, the other one in March sometime. Anyway, the recovery for fall fishing spots, you know, Rick, it's going to be limited. You know, especially a lot of people from this area go down to Cocodrie and Grand Isle and to fish and all.
Yeah.
And, hey, folks, it's going to be a while.
And, Tony, you don't have to go far. Like I said, we get some of our stuff out of Houma, and that's what threw us for a loop the last couple of weeks. And, Houma's not that far, Tony. If you think about it, you know.
Yeah.
So we got very lucky.
Yeah, the way the bird flies, probably about 50 miles.
It ain't that far.
You're right, and it might be 75 by highway, but
right.
It's 50, maybe 55 miles the way the crow flies.
You're right.
Anyway, except for power, water restoration, for some recovery for thousands, you know, down in that area, it's going to take weeks, months, years. Who knows, man? 18 parishes down there, and elected officials, you know, I've closed most of the waterways in the Florida parishes. And
ooh, I'd be scared to run it, Tony.
Yeah,
anyway,
you're right.
You know,
yeah, with all the debris. They're talking about debris in the bayous and all that, you know, from many of the camps and all that.
It'll take a while to clean up,
Yeah, even Plaquemines Parish, the sheriff in a statement released last Thursday announced that there's still a curfew from dusk to dawn.
Right.
And that will impede hunters. You know, a lot of people go hunt down there. And with teal season opening up last Saturday,
yep.
I hadn't heard. I was looking when you came in this morning. I was looking for a story if I could find anything on the teal season. I'll have something basically what some of the surveys said, what kind of bird numbers they have out there. But, you know, other parishes like Terrebonne, Lower Lafourche, Lower Jefferson parishes, it's going to mimic a lot of those other parishes. You know, Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, I think this storm was much worse than Katrina.
It was bad.
Because Katrina was more east of New Orleans.
Yeah.
This storm just came right up the gut in Barataria Bay and Terrebonne and all.
And that's the way it turned, too.
Yeah, and it's clear miles upon miles of the coastline is out of commission for a good while, Rick. So, and you can't access the waterways. There are houses, camps in the water. One report after a trip down Louisiana 315, there's no service in Houma anywhere. But I think some of the lights are starting to come back on. But water, power lines for miles, similar reports out of Terrebonne and Lafourche and Lower Jefferson and areas of Golden Meadow, Fouchon, Grand Isle. It's just a complete mess down there. But as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, some of the few bright spots is that Chaffalai and Verrett Basins were spared. And all landings in those basins are open.
Yeah.
So, if,
Anyway,
but I mentioned about fish kills, you know, and you can follow the storm track, and that's where the fish kills are going to usually. But they're talking almost 2 million acres.
2 million acres.
And the concern is the dissolved oxygen levels in the water. So, the Florida parish is where they think they're going to have a lot of it, too. But we'll see how that's all going to play out, and we'll see. But also some teal numbers before we take our first break. Using the following week after Ida, state waterfowl biologists assessed the teal numbers in the coastal marshes and found a little over 200,000 blue-winged teal in the southwest marshes and 66,000 blue-winged teals in the southeastern marshes. So those are pretty good numbers right now.
Yeah, seems like it is.
It's still a little warm. Hopefully get another little cool snap. And
birds down. Yep.
That's right. So you're still fighting the mosquitoes in that regard. So
we'll see
how that plays out. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240, Fishing and Hunting Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local carrier dealer. Turn to the carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
A pet carrier, a full tank of gas, a flashlight with extra batteries, hammer, nails, tape, boards, handsaw, matches, a fire extinguisher, water jugs, money and important documents, a battery-powered radio, just a few of the things you'll need to prepare for the next storm. Your safe tomorrow begins today. Visit clinko.com/storm safety to learn more. Clinko, connecting Louisiana's future.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio, 107.5 FM and AM 1240. And, Rick, the Louisiana Sportsman, as we know, just a great magazine for you hunters and anglers, is looking for photos and videos and reports from anglers and hunters across the state. And, you know, they value people's opinions and what they're doing. And, you know, a lot of fishermen, hunters, I know, like to show off what they catch or shoot and in that regard. And with deer season right around the corner, teal season started last Saturday. And, you know, and fishing, you know, year-round for everything. So, but anyway, they want your input and how you're doing. And here's how to become part of the sportsman's community. And it's easy. The Sportsman's Scrapbook, we're looking for Louisiana sportsmen and women who love to hunt and fish and have pictures doing what they love. And if you have good pictures, we want to see them, you know. And I know people like to be a little braggadocious, and that's fine. Oh, yeah. You know, it's just you're proud of what you're doing. Anyway, we'll feature the best pictures we get each month on our website. And that's not all. We'll choose several photos each month to appear in the Sportsman Magazine Scrapbook section. And the Sportsman wants to give some tips and trips. And we're also expanding our reader-generated news coverage because we value your input and want to see what you're up to in the swamps and the bayous of the Sportsman's Paradise. And it's never been easy to have your trip featured on LouisianaSportsman.com. And as a member, you can submit your photo and detailed fishing and hunting reports by submitting online now. And your report will be uploaded directly to our site. And send us a description of your trip. And be sure to include when, where, how, you know, typical journalistic information and what bait or lures were used and the conditions you experienced. And stories should range between 300 and 500 words, but you can't exceed 600. So you got to start counting there.
Right.
And we're not only interested in fishing and hunting reports, but you can even send us your gadget reviews, rigging tips, pics of your boat, your deer camp, etc. Ideas they're limitless, you know, the things you can do, Rick. And the video reports, if you're into shooting videos, make sure you talk about where you are fishing or hunting and also try to show baits and conditions. And if you don't narrate, then please send us a written description of the event. Videos taken in horizontal format are the best for the web, and the subject matter is time sensitive, so it's best to send it in as soon as possible. Also, please include all information about the video in captions or with your commentary. Sorry, absolute, no copyright music can be accepted. You know, a lot of people like to take their videos and have a little music in there, but copyrighted music, folks, you can't use it.
Can't do that.
Anyway, also, finally, Louisiana Sportsman Photo of the Month giveaway contest rules. To win a photo of the month, your photo must be featured in the current month's photo of the week. You must be a current subscriber to Louisiana Sportsman. It's not expensive, folks. It's pretty nice, especially online.
Right.
And if a non-subscriber photo is chosen, then they will be asked to subscribe in order to receive the monthly prize. Photo of the month winners are chosen from a current month's photo of the week. And the Louisiana Sportsman editorial staff are responsible for choosing the winning photo. Photo of the month winners will be featured on the website, pinned to the top of the Louisiana Sportsman's Facebook page. And to receive a prize from the Louisiana Sportsman, contest winners will be notified and contacted through email or social media messaging. Winners will receive their prize either by ship mail or contract free pickup at our office in Boutte, Louisiana. Geographic restrictions, fish and game photos, submissions taken outside Louisiana will not be accepted for this contest, and prize items may vary. Facebook and Instagram are not in any way associated with this promotion.
Okay.
So, pretty good deal, you know. Yeah. I mean, you got to, but I mean, it's very inexpensive to go online and subscribe to the Louisiana Sportsman, especially if they pick your photo and all, or your video or whatever the case may be.
I've been in there a couple of times, Tony, and it's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Usually in the spring, Toledo Bend, you know, you see a lot of big fish, and the boat doctor was doing some writing for him, and
yep,
I don't know if he still is, and Shoop does a good job, too.
And you know what else, too, I can recall? I can remember Leon Menville and Jeminette being Elvis in an issue 1 year with them. Were fishing out at the Cove or saltwater fishing and all. And I can remember a nice article on them years back.
That's
so it was pretty nice about that and all.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Rick, with freshwater, saltwater fishing, Basically, I know you've been when you went out last week. What was working for you,
Tony? We put down at Miette Point. We took an afternoon trip. We probably got on the water. A little late, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and we took a ride past Sherrington. And I've been fishing drop offs on sandbars with a crankbait and doing very well. Now that the water's come up and it's on the way back down, that's going to change a little bit, because when I was fishing it, the water was lower than 7.1, which it is right now, was 7 foot, and but that was working quite well for me. So, like I said, it may be a while. Hopefully, the basin will come back down. Look like she's going to come down around 5 feet and kind of flutter around there for a while. That's projected. Let's see, one day next week. So, and next Friday, in fact, it's going to be around 5 feet. So. Hopefully I can maybe, get away Sunday afternoon and take a little trip next Sunday and go check it out. But the basin's been good. Now, like I said, it bumped up, I guess, on account of this rain, Tony, and because I don't think they're diverting any water as of yet. But I think it bumped up a little bit on account of the rain,
Well, Rick, with that, I hadn't heard too much about the lakes, whether it be Force Point or Dotrieve. Yeah. And I know because the basin's just really hot right now.
Well, yeah, the basin, and then, Mike and them had their tournament last weekend, was the last one, the classic. And, I mean, when the basin's at this level, Tony, I mean, you can catch sockeye, brim, bass, gargala. I mean, it's at the level, I call it the fishable level. And it's at the right level right now,
Yeah, and you're right, and it's advantageous for people. But I know there are people that go out there at Marshfield and drop and head out there for a while, and it's just something they're comfortable with.
I'm going to give them
with.
A little advice, I don't know if you get around Miette Point at daylight or dark, you better be moving and move quick. Those mosquitoes are not playing. And I guess it's on count all of the rain, Tony.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Bro, I told my buddy, put this thing on the trailer and let's go, Oh, they was tearing us up, boy.
You're right about that. Looks like we might have another caller here. So
all right.
Let's see what we got. Good morning. You're on the air with Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show.
Oh, I need to talk to someone about a birthday announcement.
Oh, could you give us a call back at 365-3434?
Sure can. Thank you.
You're welcome,
man. Have a blessed day.
You too. Anyway.
Take care of a little business.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, with that, Rick, so things are getting interesting again. So,
I think next
hunting
week,
season's revving up, too,
well,
man.
That's another thing that's going to be coming up.
Yeah. So, trying to find some info on maybe next week we could have somebody let us know if they went teal hunting with the season opening on the 11th. So got in early this morning trying to find info on that.
Yeah.
Could never really find
it. Tony, I know some of my oldest son's friends, they hunt a lot. But I said, well, man, call in and, oh, no, Mr. Rick, they didn't want to talk on the radio. Now, the guy that just walked in, he don't never shut up on the radio, But anyway, and with Bo being in med school, it's hard for him, with a schedule. And but I haven't really heard anything. And I think, Tony, that like you said, the number of birds is not tremendous, but it's not bad either.
Yeah. I need to give former coach Armin Schwing a call and see how he's a big hunter. And he likes to teal hunt and
that's
all.
Right.
So we'll see how that's going to transpire. So
you want to see some birds. You know why they don't have any birds out? They all at Cane Row. Mexican squealers, mallards.
Y'all feeding them over there, coach, huh?
They got these Mexican squealers are such an interesting looking bird.
They are.
Yeah.
I normally see him a couple at a time. I had a couple pretty much living in my little coulee behind my house and in my backyard.
Right.
But then yesterday I was passing, and on number 9 tee box, there were at least 20 of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's a sanctuary. It's a bird sanctuary out there.
That's all them people dropping all those peanuts and.
But if you get them too close to your house, let me tell you something. When those things poop, man, you better watch it.
They make a mess, huh, Coach?
Anyway, the tides for this weekend, today, Friday the 17th, the sun rose at 6:54. It's going to set at 7:09 in the high and low tide chart. The first high tide was at 3:48 this morning. Next high tide will be at 11:52. A.M. The first low tide 9:29 this morning, and the next low tide at 8:13 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, the sun's going to rise at 6:54, set at 7:08. The high and low tide chart. The first high tide will be at 4:15 in the morning, Saturday morning, Friday night, and then high tide at 1:20 p.m. The first low tide at 9:32 in the morning, that's Saturday morning. Next low tide at 9:05. Sunday the 19th, sun's going to rise at 6:55, set at 7:07 in the high and low tide chart. The first high tide will be at 4:36 in the morning. Next high tide at 2:32 in the afternoon, that's Sunday afternoon. The low tide will be at 9:50 Sunday morning, and the next low tide at 9:50 p.m. at night. Average water temperature, it's starting to drop. It's 83 degrees there in the bay and all in Southwest Pass.
Yes, sir.
And, Rick, you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern, Clico, and our newest sponsor, Home Run Pizza.
Yeah, give Home Run Pizza a call at 256-5783. That's 256-5783. And, Rick, our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish don't steal and deal.